I see your market stalls filled with trinkets and treasures and tools and toys. The goblins weaving between silken things, paper-thin screens, fluorescent lights, and perfect tomatoes. Firm spheres, they're watery red with a perfect moisture droplet, just waiting to slide off the side of synthetic skin. Row upon row of indistinguishable individuals. With a perfectly round orb in your hand, you whisper in my ear, "Come by, come by. Two for one friendships, factory line families, one of a kind. Any experience imaginable for three easy payments of $9.99. You sing your tune softly like a lullaby, slowly putting me to sleep. My dreams are filled with tomatoes. I'm drowning in them, their trademarked skin and tasteless flesh, like plastic food in the middle of the table. But this time, it's dressed up pretty and you're told to eat it. Taste it. I bite in. I taste nothing. What I would pay to walk through a sea that is alive with color and noise and vibrancy, pressing in all around like a warm hug from your favorite aunt. Something about the experience gets stuck in your throat, knocking behind your eyes like your body is trying to get out of itself to rejoin its fellow droplets, rolling among the waves of comfort, connection, kindness, and care. Welcoming voices ring through the air. Come by, come by, I have a story to tell. It's only us here, I have nothing to sell. If you have time to spare, there's a seat next to mine. All it will cost is a piece of your time. An unruly chorus of mothers and fathers and lovers and friends, dirty and lumpy and human and grand, unique in every blemish, wrinkle, fold, and freckle, like the lumpy tomatoes filling their stalls, their warmth tastes like the homes we always dreamed of, beyond houses, beyond walls, beyond cosmetics and currency, past country and kind. There's this place we can't help but find ourselves longing for, searching for, in this place or that, this phone and that jacket, maybe also this hat. But here in the sunlight, I found something real, nearly bursting with flavors, packaged in a thin seal, not watery red, but crimson, delights, sweet, acidic, vibrating, dancing on my tongue. I feel their toes pirouetting atop the mountains of my taste buds. My thirst was quenched and my soul replenished. Since then, I have only eaten lumpy tomatoes.